When the grocery store doors part, the couple is still sitting there on the sidewalk. They're young and right in the middle of the entrance, locked into each other's eyes, lost in the quiet trance of shared consciousness, in the tapestry. Haley Walker runs her fingers through her long brown hair, feeling awkward as she steps around them, wondering if she should do anything. They look like they've been there for hours, not saying anything, not drinking, baking in the Michigan sun. Her hand brushes her belly before she quickly redirects it. Is this what kids want now? To plug in, forget the world for someone else's head? God, what if her kid does? They're young, not young enough to be her students, thank God, but too young to have a neurochip implanted in their growing brains. As a teacher, she's witnessed a lot of bad parenting decisions, but this one disturbs her. Or maybe it hits differently because of the pregnancy test waiting in her grocery bag. The doors try to close around her, jittering back and forth before shooting open again. The movement spurs her into action. She sidesteps the couple, apologizing as her bag brushes the girl's shoulder, but hesitates at the edge of the blacktop. Parking lots are dangerous. If you're untethered, like she is, there's a chance you might get hit. That little girl had been. She was national news, Selena Joyce, or something like that. She's halfway to her Civic when she turns back. If that were her students, what would she want someone to do? Then stomps across the blacktop. The couple sits, slack-faced, as Haley yanks a water bottle from her bag and sets it down a few feet away from the girl. Drink this! Don't die out here! Her hands shake all the way back to her car. When she looks back, the water bottle has rolled out into the lot. If they want it, they can go get it. The little blue Honda Civic chirps its hello as she nears it. She frowns at the black pickup parked beside her, the owner's political views brazenly displayed via bumper stickers. Free thought, now in limited supply. Untethered, unbroken, unafraid. She cringes as she reads them, though a smile tugs at her lips at the last one. Sink to this, with a middle finger emoji. She blinks at the generous space between the cars, how easily she can open her doors. Maybe the guy isn't a total prick. She drops her bags in the back seat, then looks up at the commotion happening in front of the grocery store. Get out of the doorway, you bond junkies! Someone's going to trip! Haley watches from the other side of her car. The man is dressed in black denim and a long-sleeved black shirt. He's bald, with a buff figure. This guy definitely owns the truck beside her. There is a case of water tucked under one arm, grocery bags in the other. He waves the bag between their faces. They don't react. Haley feels her shoulders hike up. Don't do something awful, she thinks. He drops the case on the ground. Oh no, she can't look. He surprises her, cracking the case and placing water bottles and bananas in their laps. Go home. You're going to get dehydrated. He shakes his head. He's walking toward her now, well, toward his truck, when he jerks to a stop. A car speeds past without slowing, missing him by inches. Fucking link rats. There's glass breaking at the front of the house. Her parents' big picture windows. Haley's on the last step of the old servant staircase, narrow and tight and hidden. In the pitch black, she steps on tools her father left in the unused space. A thin crack of light glows under the door. Kitchen on the other side, its big windows overlooking the backyard. She's tempted to stay, to hide, stick it out until they move on. Stupid. Most of the neighbors have Colonial Revival homes. They know about the servant staircase. Worse, what if they burn the place down? I've got to get outside. The round metal doorknob is cool. It squeaks when she turns it. Then nothing. It won't budge. The wood's swollen. Hilly yanks the knob back and forth. Still stuck. Shit, shit, shit. No time to mess around. She slams her shoulder into it. The door bursts open, dragging her with it. The scrape's quieter than she expects. Only then does she remember. The last step butts against the door. She's not at ground level. She lands badly. Pain shoots up her leg as her ankle folds. Not a full sprain. She's rolled it enough times in high school soccer to know. But it'll slow her down. She winces, testing it. There are voices at the front. Not inside yet, but close. There's probably not a single intact window left. The moon gives her just enough light in the old kitchen to move, but she could do it blind, from memory. Two choices. The basement or backyard. Basement has a side door to an alley, but it's a basement. She's at the glass back door quicker than she expects with her limp. An old pair of her mother's garden sneakers waits. Thank God. She forces her swelling foot into the right shoe and slips out into the overgrown yard. They're in the house now. Heavy steps echo through the walls. Lights flick on. Run! The fence gate leads to the driveway. No good. Over the fence are neighbor yards. Best shot. She's halfway there when the bushes rustle. She freezes. Cold shoots through her. Then, muffled noise. Shit! Her phone's still on. The bushes whisper. Hales! Over here! A man's voice. The branches part. Moonlight hits a clean-shaven head. Jackson? He motions frantically. Get over here! Move! Kill your phone! The kitchen lights flares behind her. For a second, she's lit up like a stage. Her pocket erupts with distorted screams. Her phone. The city itself wails. People in the house shriek, crash to the floor. It buys her a second. She bolts. The brambles shred her arms, rip her thin pajamas. Shit! I still have my PJs on! Too late now. Is your goddamn phone on? Get in here! He grabs her shoulders, drags her deeper into the brush. She fumbles for the side button, clicks it, kills the buzz. What are you doing here? She hisses. What am I? I saw them swarming your house.